This morning, we have 15 who are going to come forward for church membership at Grace Bible Church. We have formal church membership at Grace Bible Church because we want to try to promote unity within the body around the key things that the Bible teaches and the doctrine that we find there in scriptures. And we do it also to protect one another. There's protection in what we believe and what we know about God and Jesus in his word. And so for us, the elders at Grace Bible Church, formal church membership is a tool, and that's it. It's not commanded in Scripture, but it's a tool in our hands that we hope promotes the unity of the body and that it protects the members by doing something really basic, by removing assumptions, about what the leadership of this church believes and practices. It's also a tool to help you as members to remove assumptions between what you believe and what other people in this body believe about the gospel and believe about the Christian life and how we're to treat one another in the body according to the Word of God. As a church family gets bigger, if you're a member over on this side and you see that there's a member over on this side and you've never met them before, you've never maybe even seen them before, how do you know they believe the same thing about the gospel that you believe? Well, formal church membership is an opportunity for both people who may never meet each other. That would be sad if you didn't. But if people never came across one another, the church membership is the tool that both can be assured that, oh, the elders made clear what the gospel is, made clear what the doctrine of the church is, made clear what the biblical convictions are of the leadership, and I know that they affirm the same things I have. It's not foolproof. Humans can fool one another. We do it all the time. But it's a tool in the hands of this church family here and the elders to remove assumptions about what we believe as much as we can, humanly speaking. It helps us to positively identify those key biblical convictions that we have and the gospel that we're all trusting in. And once that's clear, we know what to unite around. We don't reunite around men. We don't unite around a leadership. We unite around truth. And we want to put that right in the middle, in the center of this church family, so that our unity is found there. So we unite our fellowship and we protect ourselves through committing ourselves to these key truths, these key biblical convictions and practices. Informal church membership is helpful for the elders as well, because then it enables us to know which sheep are actually ours, that we as shepherds are supposed to provide oversight for. So each of these 15 this morning have completed the membership classes that we have. Each has also had an elder interview, and each one had to testify to their faith in Jesus, their repentance toward Jesus Christ, and the elders unanimously recommend each one of them for membership in this church body. So all that is left for us to do is to have them come up front in a moment. I'll have them do that. And those of you who have also gone through church membership, in a moment we'll have you stand up, and then we will read our church covenant together. Our church has a covenant that we put together based on making it a summary of how the gospel and the word of God says that we should live with one another in gospel unity. And when we read it out loud together with the new members, what it does is it really just allows us to renew our commitment to one another and to the Lord. And it's an opportunity for us also to do visibly something that we don't normally get to do, and that is actually express our unity in the body of those who are members. It's rare for us to see in one place all of us who are members of this church. When we do that, our heart and our desire and our intention is to not make anybody who has not yet become members feel awkward. There will be people around you who will be standing and you will stay seated. And we're not trying to isolate you or make you feel awkward. Everybody who is at this church, people are in different places and at different spots in what they think about membership and how much they know this church family, and is that what they really want to do yet? And we understand that. So our heart is really just to allow our current membership to show their unity with these new members when they stand. So if you have any questions about that, if that's a concern to you, any one of the elders would love to listen to your concerns and answer any questions you have about that. And if you are interested in becoming a member of Grace Bible Church, all you need to do is either send us an email, or you can call the church office, or you can take your bulletin, and on that bottom tear-off portion, you can mark your interest in-church membership and put it in one of the offering boxes at the door. And we kind of gauge when we do membership classes on the basis of how many there are. And so we will do them sooner than later if we need to, or we'll wait until the fall and do it again. So if you're interested, you can let us know.